The World This Week. Business.
Greece exited its third and final bailout programme, bringing an end to 8 years of economic oversight by the European Union and the IMF. Other countries in the eurozone were also rescued during the debt crisis, but none compared to Greece, which received €326 billion, that's $378 billion, in total emergency assistance. To service its huge debt pile, Greece has to achieve primary budget surpluses far into the future, which will curb state spending for years to come.
Qatar's central bank signed a $3 billion currency swap arrangement with Turkey to provide liquidity and support for financial stability. The Turkish lira has taken a battering in recent weeks, in part because of a political spat with America that has resulted in sanctions on Turkish officials.
The Saudi government denied a report that the proposed IPO of Aramco, the kingdom's state-controlled oil company, has been shelved, insisting that it would go ahead when the conditions are right. Investors are losing faith in that commitment. The government has made little progress in bringing what would be the world's biggest ever IPO to market ever since the plan was first revealed in early 2016, and it is looking at other ways to boost state coffers.
Target, an American retailer that 2 years ago was all but written off amid a slump in revenue and customers, reported its strongest growth in quarterly sales in 13 years. Customer traffic grew by 6.4% compared with the same period last year. Digital sales soared by 41%. The company has restructured its business and redesigned its stores, but like other retailers, it is also profiting from America's robust economy.
Australia banned Huawei and ZTE, two Chinese makers of telecoms equipment, from participating in the country's rollout of 5G networks. Both companies also face severe restrictions in America based on concerns that their ties to the Chinese government pose a threat to national security, concerns which the companies say are unfounded.
Microsoft took control, through a court order, of six internet domains that were mimicking websites for the American Senate and two conservative think tanks. The domains were created by a group, sometimes known as Fancy Bear, that is associated with the Russian government. One of the think tanks, the Hudson Institute, has often shone a spotlight on Russian corruption. In a separate crackdown on political misinformation campaigns, Facebook removed fake pages, groups, and accounts originating from Iran and Russia that had targeted users in Latin America, Britain, the Middle East, and the United States.